大家好。
Hi, everybody.
今天能够从线上呢看到你们新的会所，非常感谢主。
Today I'm really thankful that I can see your new meeting place.
但愿神在你们当中也做同样的建造的工作。
May the Lord do the building work amongst you.
让神在你们中间的见证越来越明亮。
And may your testimony get brighter and brighter.
早晨想从大家很熟悉的一段圣经与大家一同分享，是在马可福音第四章三十五节。
This morning, I want to share from a very familiar passage, and it's Mark chapter 4, starting at verse 35.
马可福音第四章第三十五节，当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他说，夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？耶稣醒了，斥责风向海说，住了吧，静了吧，风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。
Mark 4:35-41. On that day, when evening came, he said to them, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Hush, be still. And the wind died down and became perfectly calm. And he said to them, Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? They became very much afraid and said to one another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
再有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
我们感谢，我们赞美你的恩典，早晨我们能够来到你的施恩座面前。
Lord, we praise you for your grace, and to this morning we can come before your throne of grace.
主啊，我们这些渺小的人，在这样的一个世代当中，能够来敬拜你，实在是你自己的心思和你的恩典。
It is truly your grace and your thought that we who are so small can come before you in this time to praise you.
主啊，我们也在这里唱这首诗歌，说这个世界不是我们的家。
And Lord, we sing this hymn that Lord, this world is not my home.
但愿每一次我们在你面前擘饼纪念主的时候，主啊，我们都能够来盼望那个天上的家乡。
Lord, may every time when we come before the bread and cup to remember you, that we will long for our home.
我们可以等候主要再来的那个日子。
And that we wait for your Lord, your coming again.
我们仍然在地上的生活当中，让我们更多的来向着标杆直跑。
And that in our life here in this earth, that we will really look at the mark and press on.
我们可以脱去一切缠累我们的事，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And that we will lay down all types of encumbrance and that we will run the race that's set before us.
我们也把今天早晨 剩下的时间交在你的手中。
And we commit the rest of this morning time into your hands.
我们仰望圣灵的恩膏来帮助我们。
Lord, we really look to the anointing of the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢主，早晨我们读的这一段圣经应该是大家都非常熟悉的。
We thank the Lord that this passage that we have read is quite familiar to everyone.
在35节以前主耶稣和许多的众人在讲一些预言。
Right before verse 35, there were prophecy being given.
好像是主耶稣在一个课堂上教导许多人有关将来的事。
It seems to be like the Lord teaching these people what will happen in the future.
主耶稣做每一件事情，他都是有他的用意的。
And when the Lord does something, he always has a purpose behind.
门徒就好像在基督的学校做学生一样。
And the disciples are like students in the school of Christ.
在学校，有的时候我们在课堂上上课，那有的时候呢，我们到实验室去做实习。
In school, sometimes we are in a class to listen to lecture. Sometimes we go to the lab to do experiments.
在马可福音呢，三十五节以前呢，是课堂上的一个学习。
So in prior to verse 35, they are like in a room receiving a lecture.
从35节开始呢，他们就到一个实验室去做实习去了。
And then starting in verse 35, they seem to have gone to the lab to do experiment.
这个课堂上的讲课呢，是在加利利海的海边上举行的。
Their classroom is on the shore of the Sea of Galilee.
许多的众人，他们就在岸边来听主耶稣来讲教训他们。
And so there were many people listening to the teaching of our Lord.
而主耶稣自己呢，是坐在一个船上。
And our Lord was sitting actually in a boat.
他们讲了很多很多的事情。
And tell them many, many things.
一直到天色晚的时候。
Until the sky turned dark.
然后主耶稣就告诉门徒说呢，那我们就渡到那边去吧。
And then the Lord told the disciple and said, let us go over to the other side.
主耶稣就是说我们坐船到加利利海的另外一边去吧。
So the Lord was telling the disciples that, let us take the boat and go to the other side of Galilee, of the Sea of Galilee.
门徒事先可能并不知道有这个计划，但是他们就顺服了主耶稣，他们就上船，就一起就开始横渡加利利海。
So probably the disciples didn't know the plan of our Lord, but they submitted and obeyed, and so they started steering the boat to go across the Sea of Galilee.
在他们横越加利利海的那个途中呢，就忽然就起了暴风。
And when they're in the midst of the Sea of Galilee, all of a sudden there arose a fierce gale of wind.
这一段这个暴风呢，相当的强烈的。
And as it says, it was a fierce gale of wind, so it was pretty strong.
所以他们几乎用了整个晚上的时间来横越加利利海。
And so they used the whole night to cross the Sea of Galilee.
到第二天早晨呢，他们终于到了对岸，那个地方叫做格拉森人的地方。
So the next morning, they were on the other side of the shore, and the place was called Gadarenes.
我想大家都记得哈，在那边就碰到了一个被巫鬼所附的一个格拉森人。
I'm sure that you all remember that there was a man there who had an unclean spirit.
后来主耶稣就把他身上的巫鬼呢，就赶到了一群猪的身上。
And then the Lord cast out the unclean spirit into a herd of swine.
结果那个猪呢就闯下山崖，就掉在海里面，都淹死了。
And then that herd of swine went into the water and they were drowned.
然后做完这件事情以后呢，主耶稣就要上船了。
And then after he did this, he went back on the boat.
那这个被巫鬼所附的人就想跟主耶稣一同去。
And this man whose this unclean spirit had been cast out, he wanted to go with the Lord Jesus.
但是主跟他说啊，你回家去吧，要回到你的亲属那里。
But our Lord said, you go back home to your relatives.
要将主为你所做的何等大的事，怎样的怜悯你都要告诉他们。
And you should tell them how great things the Lord had done for you.
因此呢，那个人呢就在底加坡利开始把福音传开了。
And so this person he departed and he began to spread this good news in Decapolis.
然后耶稣和门徒就上船，他们又横越了整个加利利海，又回到了他们当初启程的地方，就是加百农。
And then when Jesus they went on the boat again, they go to the other side the place where they originated, which is Capernaum.
无论是渡海的这一段，或者是格拉森人的那一段，或者是渡海前主耶稣讲的那一段话，我们每个人都非常熟悉。
Whether it is crossing the water of Sea of Galilee, whether it is Gennesaret or whether it is in Capernaum, we are very familiar with all these stories.
但是我们要来一重思想，为什么主耶稣那天晚上要横渡加利利海呢？
But let us think why that night the Lord wanted to cross over the Sea of Galilee.
当我们看到第五章的时候，就非常清楚，主耶稣横过加利利海是为着一个被巫鬼所附的格拉森人。
We know that the Lord wanted to cross Galilee so that he can encounter the man in Gadarenes.
主在加利利海的对岸只做了这么一件事情。
And in that shore, he only did one thing.
而且做完这一件事情以后呢，他又上船又回到加百农。
And then after he had accomplished what he intended, he took the ship back to Capernaum.
虽然在白天的时候，主耶稣对着许多的加百农的众人在那里教训他们。
During the daytime, he did teach the people in Capernaum.
但是主耶稣的心里面却惦记着一个被巫鬼所附的在加利利海对岸的一个格拉森人。
But in his heart, he always had that man in Gadarenes in mind, the one who had an unclean spirit.
为着这一个格拉森人，他和他的门徒用了一个晚上的时间横渡加利利海到的对岸去拯救他。
For the sake of that man in Gadarenes, he and the disciples crossed over the Sea of Galilee that night.
那一个格拉森人那一天得到主耶稣的拯救以后，他的眼睛突然就打开了，看见这个耶稣基督是什么样的一个神。
That day, that person in Gadarenes, when the spirit was cast out, he saw Jesus.And realize what kind of a person Jesus is.
因此他就在底加坡利呢传扬主耶稣。
And that's why he spread the news about Jesus in Decapolis.
我们仍然要再问，难道横渡加利利海只有这么一个目的吗？
So let us ask, does it mean that crossing the Sea of Galilee there was only that one purpose?
那天晚上他们开到加利利的对岸，然后再回来，只是为着让这一个格拉森人的眼睛能够被打开吗？
When they crossed the Sea of Galilee, was the only purpose to open the eyes of this person in Gadarenes?
如果打开这个格拉森人的眼睛是唯一的目的，那为什么会有那个风浪呢？
If the only purpose was to open the eyes of this man in Gadarenes,Then why was there a storm that night?
那个风浪的目的又是什么呢？
What is the purpose of that storm?
弟兄姊妹们，那个风浪的目的是要打开门徒的眼睛， 让他们认识耶稣是谁。
That storm was to open the eyes of the disciples so that they will know who Jesus is.
所以这一次横渡加利利海是有双重的目的。
So this time, this crossing of the Sea of Galilee has a double purpose.
一方面是能够打开这个高拉森人被鬼附的这个人的眼睛，看见耶稣是谁。
One purpose is to open the eyes of this man who has unclean spirit in Gennesaret.
但是还有一个目的，就是要打开门徒的眼睛，让他们看见耶稣是谁。
But then there's also another purpose, and it is to open the eyes of the disciples so they will see who Jesus is.
难道门徒不认识耶稣是谁吗？
Now, does it mean, are we saying that the disciples do not know who Jesus is?
他们当然认识耶稣是谁。
Of course, they know Jesus.
但是如果他们认识耶稣是谁的话，那为什么在风暴过后以后，他们又说这到底是谁？
But if they really know Jesus, why would they say, at the end of that storm, why would they say, who then is this?
因此我们就知道，经过这一场风暴，门徒对主耶稣的认识有一个非常巨大的改变。
And so from there, we realize that the knowledge of the disciples of Jesus was changed after the storm.
他们对耶稣有一个更深的一个认识。
Because then they have a deeper knowledge of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在我们人生里面所遇到的每一个风浪都有同样的目的，就是要让我们对耶稣有更深的认识。
Brothers and sisters, in every storm in our life, there is a purpose, and it is to know our Lord Jesus in a deeper way.
因为圣经说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And because the Bible says that this is eternal life, that ye may know that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
弟兄姊妹，我们在人生当中，我们都会遇到不同的风浪。
In our lives, we will encounter different storms.
我们一定要记得，每一个风浪它都有一个目的。
And we have to remember that each storm has its purpose.
这个目的就是让我们更认识主耶稣。
And this purpose is.For us to know our Lord Jesus better.
因为主常常借着风浪来更深的来显明他的自己。
Because the Lord always manifests himself clearer in each storm.
你看在旧约的约拿，那个先知约拿，他是认识神的。
For example, we know Jonah in the Old Testament, he knows God.
但是他背逆神，他往相反的方向跑。
But he rebelled against God and ran the opposite way.
因此神就让海中起了一个大风浪。
And so God started a storm in the sea.
这个风浪让把约拿带回到神的面前。
And this storm bring Jonah back before the Lord.
不但他回到神的面前，他对神有一个更深的认识。
Not only did he come before the Lord,He also have a deeper knowledge of the Lord.
这是早晨我们的一个负担，要来看一下门徒在个风浪的当中，他们对主耶稣有什么更深的认识。
This is our burden this morning. We want to find out what is the deeper, how the disciples know our Lord in a deeper way.
好叫神也能够来打开我们众人的眼睛，让我们看见在经过任何的一个风浪当中，我们也可以对主耶稣有更深的认识。
So that the God can open our eyes, so that when we go through our storm, we can know our Lord in a deeper way.
我们要来分享，当门徒经过了这一场大风浪当中，他们就认识到原来耶稣是万有之主。
When the disciples went through this storm, they realized that our Lord Jesus is the head of all things.
他们原来认为主耶稣是他们的夫子。
Before, they only know Jesus as their teacher.
但是经过风浪之后，他们知道耶稣不只是夫子，他是万有之主。
But after the storm, they realized that Jesus is the Lord of all.
在这场风浪的当中，门徒几乎失去了他们的信心。
During the storm, the disciples almost lost their faith.
但是他们也发现，原来耶稣是为他们信心创始成终的主。
But then they also realized that the Lord Jesus is also the perfecter of their faith.
原来这个耶稣基督是用着这个风浪来成全他们的信心。
So the Lord Jesus Christ used this storm to perfect their faith.
他们又经过这个风浪认识我们的耶稣基督是和平的君。
And also through this storm, they know that our Lord Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
因为所有的门徒他们都失去了平安。
Because all the disciples lost their peace.
但是他们发现这个平安一直都在我们主耶稣的心中。
But then they discover that this peace always is in our Lord Jesus.
我们感谢主，今天我们也是活在一个风浪的当中。
We thank the Lord. Today, we are also living in a storm.
这个叫做新冠病毒的风浪。
And this is the storm of the COVID-19.
这个风浪很长啊，已经一年半了。
This storm has been raging for a long time. In fact, 1.5 years.
这一场风浪什么时候会结束呢？我们也不是非常的清楚。
And we are not really sure when this storm is going to end.
但是最重要的一件事情是你和我在这一场风浪当中能不能够对耶稣有更深的认识。
But the important thing is, through this storm, are we going to have a deeper knowledge of our Lord Jesus?
如果能够借着这一场这样长的一个风暴，我们能够对耶稣基督有更深的认识，那这场风暴是值得的。
If through this storm, we can have a deeper knowledge of Jesus Christ, then this storm is really worth it.
因此我们一起来看一看门徒对主耶稣的那个更深的认识。
And so we want to look at the deeper knowledge of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ.
盼望我们也同样的能够在这些方面有更深的认识。
And that we also will have a deeper knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一个认识，他们就发现了耶稣是万有之主。
One of the things that they discover is that Jesus is the Lord of all.
在风浪过去以后呢，他们就彼此说，这到底是谁？连风和海都听他了。
After the storm, they said, who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
他们突然看见那个希伯来书第二章第八节所说的话。
All of a sudden, they saw what Hebrews 2 chapter 2 verse 8 said.
因为希伯来书第二章第八节说，神叫万物伏在他的脚下。
Because in Hebrew 2:8 it says that God wants to put everything in subjection under his feet.
既叫万物服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。
And everything would be subjected under his feet and nothing will not be under his feet.
那一天他们的眼睛被打开了，看见了这一个属灵的真实。
In that day, their eyes were open to this spiritual reality.
因为连加利利的海和加利利的风都伏在耶稣的脚下。
Because the Sea of Galilee and the wind in that sea are all submitted under his feet.
虽然门徒都伏在这个风和海的脚下，但是这个风和海却伏在耶稣的脚下。
It seems like the disciples were under the feet of all this wind and gale, but actually the wind and gale is under the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然他们对这个加利利海的海水他们所惊吓，但是加利利的海水 都是伏在耶稣的脚下。
They were overwhelmed by the water of the Sea of Galilee, but the water of the Sea of Galilee is under the feet of our Lord Jesus.
所以他们看见了一个属灵的真实，就是神叫万物，包括加利利的风和加利利的海，都伏在耶稣的脚下。
And so they see this reality that God put everything, including the wind and the water of the Sea of Galilee, submitting under the feet of Jesus.
他们实在也看见了那个哥罗西书第一章第十七节所说的，耶稣在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
They also see the reality of what is in Colossians 1:17, where he says he is before all things and in all things hold together.
他们不但看见这个风和海是浮在耶稣的脚下，他们也认识到原来风和海不过是主耶稣的仆役就是了。
Not only do they see that the sea and the wind are submitted under our Lord's feet, but they also see that the wind and sea is actually the servant of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这一点也是我们非常需要重视的。
This is the one point that we really have to pay attention to.
不但我们所遭遇的风浪都是浮在耶稣的脚下，而且这些风浪是耶稣手中的一个工具。
Not only are wind and storm submitted under the feet of our Lord, but the wind and storm are the tools of our Lord.
如果主耶稣是木匠的话，这个风浪不过是木匠手中的那个木凿子就是了。
If the wind and the storms are tools of our Lord, they are like the chisel in the hand of the carpenter.
当风浪开始的时候，那个风浪开始打进那个船的时候，好像主耶稣开始用那个木凿子在门徒的身上开始做一点工作。
When the wind and the water start getting to the boat, it is like our Lord starting to use that chisel on the disciple.
当那个船好像快要满了水，门徒就很紧张的去叫醒主耶稣的时候，我们看见这个木凿子在门徒身上呢，他的工作就更深一点。
But when the water starts filling the boat and the disciples were trying to wake up the Lord Jesus, then this chisel seems to go a little deeper on the disciple.
当主耶稣斥责那个风和海，那风就止住，海也大大平静的时候，这个时候这个木凿子就把他们的心中的眼睛就打开了。
And so when the Lord rebuked the wind and the sea, then it's like this chisel opened the eyes of the disciple.
他们就说，这到底是谁，连风和海也听从他了。
And they said, who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
这个风和海像一个木凿子，把门徒的眼睛完全打开了，看见耶稣是万有的主。
And so this wind and the sea and the storm, they're like the chisel that totally opened the eyes of the disciple, that they will see that the Lord is the Lord of all.
我们的确是有这样的一个渴慕，盼望神借着这些风浪把我们每一个人心中的眼睛都打开了，看见你只有耶稣是万有之主。
And truly, we all desire that through the storm our eyes will really be open and that we will really see that the Lord is the Lord of all.
不但他是万有之主，万有也靠他而立啊。
And not only that he is the Lord of all, but everything is being held together by him.
没有一样剩下不服他的。
And there is not one thing that is not submitted under him.
新冠病毒也是伏在耶稣基督的脚下。
Even COVID-19 is submitted under the feet of our Lord.
因此蒙恩得救的人不能够伏在新冠病毒的脚下。
And so for us who have been saved by grace, we cannot be submitted under COVID-19.
仇敌在地上要做一件事情，就是要让新冠要让万有要伏在新冠病毒的脚下。
The enemy is trying to do one thing. The enemy wants everything to be submitted under COVID-19.
过去的一年半中啊，这个几乎就是好像已经在整个世界发生了，整个世界似乎浮在新冠病毒的脚下。
And we can see that in the past 18 months, it's as if the whole world is submitted under the COVID-19.
我们工作的环境浮在新冠病毒的脚下。
Our work environment is submitted under COVID-19.
我们学习的环境浮在新冠病毒的脚下。
Our schools are also submitted under COVID-19.
我们的生活似乎也浮在新冠病毒的脚下。
And it's as if our lives are also submitted under COVID-19.
好像一切环境都因着新冠产生了巨大的变化。
And it seems like everything, because of COVID-19 has changed.
但是我们心中必须要明白一件事。
But in our hearts, we have to understand this one thing.
新冠不过是神手中的工具。
COVID-19 is only but a tool in the hands of God.
它不是万有之主。
It is not the Lord of all.
我们也不需要伏在新冠病毒的脚下。
And we do not have to submit ourselves under the feet of COVID-19.
神是乃是用新冠病毒来审判，来使这世界能够谦卑下来。
God is using COVID-19 to humble this world. It is God's tool.
因为全世界的智慧和能力和丰富都不能控制新冠病毒的传播。
Because all the riches and knowledge and wisdom of this world cannot control COVID-19.
因此世人必须在神的面前能够被谦卑下来。
And so man has to be humbled before God.
这个时候是我们传福音的时候。
This is actually a time for us to share the gospel.
如果主愿意的话，我们的主可以马上让这个新冠病毒完全停下来。
If the Lord wills, he can easily stop COVID-19 immediately.
但是我们实在是相信神还在使用这个新冠病毒做他的工作。
But the Lord is still using COVID-19 to do his own work.
在门徒的眼中，风浪是可怕的。
In the eyes of the disciple, the wind and the storm are very scary.
但是他们却看见至终这个风浪浮在耶稣的脚下。
But they see in the end, the storm and the wind are submitted under the feet of our Lord.
我们何等盼望主在我们身上也能够做这样的荣耀的工作。
We really desire that the Lord can do such glorious work in us.
我们看见耶稣基督才是万有的主。
That we can truly see that the Lord Jesus is truly the Lord of all.
我们感谢神，这实在是一个非常重大的一个看见。
We're thankful that this is really a very big revelation.
我们也求主，让我们众人都能够被主耶稣打开眼睛，看见只有他是万有的主。
And that we all, that the Lord can open all of our eyes and that we can see that he is truly the Lord of all.
我们又发现门徒就经过了这个风浪以后，发现呢，原来耶稣是为他们信心创始成终的主。
The disciples through this storm also discover that the Lord is the perfecter of their faith.
在马可福音第四章三十八节，那个时候门徒叫醒耶稣以后呢，就说：“夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？”
In Mark chapter 4, the disciples were saying to our Lord Jesus, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
你知道门徒当中有许多都是渔夫。
We know that many among the disciples were fishermen.
他们是在加利利海以打鱼为生的一般人。
And they make a living out of the Sea of Galilee.
对于这个加利利海的风浪，他们是非常熟悉的。
They are quite familiar with the storm in the Sea of Galilee.
但是那天晚上，他们的信心被那个风浪来试验。
But that night, their faith was tested by the storm.
圣经上告诉我们所有的信心都要经过试验。
The Bible tells us that faith has to be tested.
被试验过的信心就比能坏的金晶更为宝贵。
Because a faith that has been tested is more precious than the refined gold.
在那天晚上，门徒心中就产生了对风浪的惧怕。
That night, the disciples were really scared of that storm.
因此他们对说，夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？
And that's why they say, Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?
这句话不仅带着惧怕，也带着怀疑。
Now, this statement shows that not only are they scared, but they were also doubting.
弟兄姊妹，惧怕和信心是不能长久共存的。
You know, faith cannot coexist with fear for a long time.
可以短暂同时有信心和惧怕。
Maybe in a short period of time, you can have faith and fear existing together.
但是时间长久了，只有两个可能的结果。
But in the long run, there can only be two results.
一个就是信心赶走了惧怕。
One is faith drives out fear.
另外一个结果就是惧怕赶走了信心。
The other result is fear.Cast out faith.
当风浪发生的时候，他们能够看见的是那个风浪，但是他们还没有看见那个风浪要伏在耶稣的脚下。
When the storm was brewing, all they can see was the storm. They cannot see that the storm can be submitted under the feet of our Lord.
信心是未见之事的确据。
Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
如果在风浪正在猖狂的时候，他们能够看见风浪是伏在耶稣的脚下的话，那个叫做信心。
If while the storm is brewing and raging, if they can see that the storm is submitted under the feet of the Lord Jesus, then that is faith.
那天晚上在风浪面前，惧怕胜过了门徒的信心。
But that night, fear overcame the faith of the disciples.
他们认为他们会丧命。
For them, they thought that they will all die.
他们不明白为什么主不顾念他们。
And they do not understand why the Lord doesn't care about them.
当耶稣醒来以后，就斥责风，向海说话，住了吧，静了吧，风就止住。大大的平静了。
But when our Lord got up, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Hush, be still. And everything, the wind died down and became perfectly calm.
这个时候整个加利利海就完全的静止了。
At that moment, the Sea of Galilee quieted down.
没有风的声音，也没有海浪的声音。
There was no wind, there was no wave sound.
也没有船摇橹的声音，所有的声音都停下来了。
And there was no steering of the boat. Everything was just quiet.
门徒也没有一个人能够说出任何一句话来。
And none of the disciples speak any word.
好像整个宇宙就静止了下来。
As if the whole universe was just in silence.
然后我们的主耶稣就说了一句话。
And then our Lord spoke.
主耶稣说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？
And the Lord said, Why are you afraid? Do you not have faith?
我相信主耶稣说这个话的时候，应当是用一个非常温柔的口气来说的。
And when the Lord said this, actually, he used a gentle way of saying it.
但是我想当门徒听见这个话的时候，好像打雷的声音一样。
But then to the disciples, it sounds like a thunder.
为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？
Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?
我想门徒也不知道怎么回答这个问题。
I think the disciples don't even know how to respond to this question.
因为他们从来不认识他们自己的信心是这样的渺小。
Because they've never realized that their faith is so small.
而且他们也的确不得不承认，在风浪当中，他们的信心被他们的惧怕所胜过了。
And they cannot deny that during the raging of the storm, their faith was overcome by fear.
而且主的问题就是告诉他们，信心和惧怕是不能同时存在的。
But the Lord is telling them that faith and fear cannot go together.
因此主说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？
That's why the Lord said, why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith?
主的话不是要定门徒的罪。
The Lord is not trying to condemn the disciples.
主乃是用这一句话来成全他们的信心。
But actually, the Lord is using this word to perfect their faith.
这一句话就像什么？就像炼金之人的火。
Actually, this word is like the refining fire.
这一句话就像漂布之人的碱。
And this word is also like the lye or the soap to clean.
神用这句话来洁净他的门徒。
The Lord is using this word to purify the disciples.
是用来成全他们的信心。
And it is to perfect their faith.
这个风浪就是主的仆役啊。
Actually, this storm is the servant of the Lord.
每一个主所安排的风浪都是我们的一个踏脚石。
Every single storm is our stepping stone.
我们经过这个风浪的试验，我们就好像能够借着踏脚石，让我们的信心能够被增加。
So every time we go through this experiment of the storm, we have this one step of faith.
如果我们在风浪当中被主打开我们的眼睛的话，我们的信心就要更加的成熟。
If we let the Lord open our eyes during a storm, then our faith will become more mature.
圣经上没有记载门徒如何回答主耶稣这句话。
Well, the Bible did not have any record of how the disciple respond to our Lord.
因为这句话也不需要答案的。
But actually, there needs no answer for this question.
因为他们已经亲眼看见风和浪如何伏在耶稣的脚下。
Because they have seen with their own eyes how the wind and the storm are submitted under the feet of our Lord.
他们也亲眼的经历到神就是为他们信心创始成终的主。
And they also see with their own eyes how the Lord perfect their faith.
弟兄姊妹们，胆怯的心不是神所赐的。
Brothers and sisters, a fearful heart is not of the Lord.
圣经明明地告诉我们，在提摩太后书第一章第七节，因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
Because in Timothy, it says to us that God does not give us a spirit of timidity or fear.
乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
But it is power, love, and discipline.
因此当我们在这个新冠的风浪的当中，我们所应当有的是刚强，是仁爱，是谨守的心。
And that's why during COVID-19, what we need to have is power and love and discipline.
但我们不应当有胆怯的心。
But we should not have a fear or spirit of timidity.
胆怯和谨守是非常不一样的。
There's a big difference between fear or spirit of timidity and alertness.
谨守就是谨慎自守的意思。
To be alert is to be like awake and looking.
如果我们每一个人都能够谨慎自守，我们是不需要胆怯的。
If we can be alert and we can be looking, then we don't have to be fearful.
仇敌在我们这个地上要做一件事，他的轨迹是这样的。
The enemy is doing something, and this is his scheme.
他要让这个恐惧呢常态化。
He wants to normalize fear.
让这个恐惧成为生活里面的一部分。
He wants fear to be part of life.
要让我们长期的活在这个恐惧的当中。
And he wants us to continually live in fear.
因此，我们蒙恩的人应当拒绝胆怯的心。
And that's why for us who are saved by grace, we have to reject fear.
你记不记得那个管会堂那个雅鲁的故事？
Do you remember the head of the synagogue, Jairus?
他的女儿快要死的时候，他来找主耶稣。
When his daughter was dying, he came to look for Jesus.
因此他就伏在主耶稣的面前，他要主耶稣去按手在他的女儿的身上。
And so he bowed down to the Lord and he wants the Lord to heal her daughter.
但是就在这个时候呢，就有另外一个女人，就是那个患了十二年血漏的那个女人，她来摸主耶稣一下。
But at that time, there was a woman with 12 years with the issue of blood. She came and touched the Lord Jesus.
所以这个患了十二年血漏的女人呢，就她等于是打断了这个雅鲁的话。
And so this woman who had an issue of blood, she kind of interrupted Jairus.
因此主耶稣就转身过来呢，他就对这个患了十二年血漏的妇人说话，也医治了她。
And so the Lord turned to this woman with the issue of blood and healed her.
然后这个时候有人就来跟雅鲁说啊，他说啊，你的女儿死了，何必劳动先生呢？
And then at this time, somebody came from Jairus' house and told Jairus, like, your daughter has died. Why do you need to bother the teacher?
雅鲁带着所有的盼望来求主耶稣去他的家，能够按手在他的女儿的身上。
Jairus came hopeful, pleading to the Lord to heal his daughter.
对这个消息说，你的女儿已经死了。是何等大的一个风浪呢？
But this news that your daughter has died, this is a huge storm.
而且呢，他说呢，你何必要劳动先生呢？
And then the person also said, you know, why bother the teacher anymore?
这就是雅鲁所面临的一个大的一个风浪。
This is a huge storm that's facing Jairus.
就在这个时候，主耶稣就跟他说了一句话。
But then at this moment, the Lord said something to him.
他说不要怕，只要信。
He said, do not be afraid, just believe.
可见雅鲁听到那个消息的时候，他马上落在惧怕的当中。
So apparently when Jairus heard that news, he was in fear.
但是主耶稣就告诉他不要怕，只要信。
But the Lord said to him,Do not be afraid, but just believe.
信心和惧怕是不能同时存在的。
We have said, fear and faith cannot coexist.
因此信心能够把所有的惧怕都能够从雅鲁的心中除去。
Because faith can cast out all the fear in Jairus' heart.
我们每个人都有可能会有胆怯的时候。
It is quite normal for us to have times of fear.
即使是像大卫，他也有胆怯的时候。
Even David, we saw that he has times of fear.
特别是当大卫逃到非利士人那个地方的时候。
Especially when David ran to the area controlled by the Philistine.
那非利士人对他并不完全的信任。
Of course, the Philistines do not trust him completely.
因此大卫呢也有的时候呢他活在惧怕的当中。
And so David was living in fear.
甚至他因为惧怕的缘故他就装成一个疯子。
And because of his fear, he also pretended to be insane.
就在这个时候他在最为难的时候他就写了诗篇的第56篇。
And at this point where he was in his lowest, he wrote Psalm 56.
就在第三节的时候他说我惧怕的时候要依靠你。
And in verse 3 he said, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you.
惧怕是我们都会面临的一个风浪。
Being fearful or afraid is a storm that we will be facing.
但是我们要在这个时候要记得我们要来依靠神。
But then at that point, we have to remember that we have to come and trust the Lord.
那大卫怎么来依靠神呢?
Now, how did David come and trust the Lord?
大卫说,我要赞美他的话,必不惧怕。
He said,I will praise him, then I shall not be afraid.
当我们能够回到神话语的当中呢，我们发现神的话语是不会改变的。
When we return to the word of the Lord, we realize that his word will never change.
因此我们站在神话语上的人也不需要惧怕。
And so when we stand on the word of the Lord, we will be those who would not fear.
大卫说，血气之辈能把我怎样呢？
And he said, what can mere men do to me?
感谢神哈，这就是一个刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
And we thank the Lord, this is really a heart of power and love and discipline.
但愿借着这一些环境上的风浪，每一个人的心中，我们的眼睛都会打开了，看见原来我们的主是用这个环境来坚固我们的信心。
May it be that our eyes are open and we see that through the Lord is using the storm to open our eyes.
我们再看到门徒在这个经历当中呢，他们又看见耶稣是和平的君。
The disciples also see that the Lord is the Prince of Peace.
当我们看到主耶稣在船尾上的时候呢，那枕着那个枕头睡觉。
When the disciples saw our Lord Jesus on the stern of the boat and he was sleeping on a pillow.
船都快要沉了。
You know, the boat is almost sinking.
但是主耶稣能够在船尾上他能够枕着枕头才睡觉了。
But the Lord was sleeping soundly on the pillow.
整个加利利海都被震动了。
The whole Sea of Galilee was shaken.
整条船和 船上的所有的门徒都被大大的震动了。
The whole boat and the disciples were all shaken.
但是主耶稣却完全没有被震动。
And yet our Lord was not shaken at all.
那天晚上睡在那个船尾上枕着枕头睡觉的就是我们和平的君。
The one...who is on the stern of the boat sleeping on the pillow is our Prince of Peace.
你看在这样风浪当中主耶稣的表现和门徒的表现是完全不一样的。
We see that during this huge storm, the way that the Lord acts is totally different from the way the disciple acts.
他们不一样的地方在哪里呢?
Now, what is the difference between them?
是门徒的心中没有平安，主耶稣的心中满了平安。
Because in the heart of the disciple there was no peace, but in the heart of our Lord it was full of peace.
当这个风浪把水打进来的时候，当这个水慢慢快要把这个船要充满的时候呢，这个门徒心中的平安就失去了。
When theWater was breaking on the ship and the water was filling the ship, the disciples lost their peace.
但是我们就发现没有任何一件事物能够把耶稣基督心中的平安夺取。
But we realize that there is not a single thing that can take away the peace in the heart of our Lord Jesus.
这就是今天我们所传的那个和平的福音啊。
This is what we're preaching today, the gospel of peace.
你记得当主耶稣快要离开门徒的时候，他就曾经这样的说。
You remember when our Lord was leaving the disciple, he said this.
他说我留下平安给你们。
Peace I leave with you.
我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
My peace I give to you, not as the world gives you, do I give you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
主耶稣可以留下许许多多其他的勉励，但是他都没有说。
The Lord could have leave many types of encouragement, but he didn't do any of that.
主耶稣在门在过去的时间给门徒有许许多多不同的教训，他都可以再提。
He had taught the disciples many, many things. He could have reminded them of many things.
但是在他离开他们之前，他只留下一样事情作为他们的提醒。
But before he left them, he only leave one thing as a reminder for them.
就是留下平安给他们。
And what he left them is he leave them with peace.
因此我们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
And so do not let your heart be troubled and do not let it be fearful.
他又说了，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我的里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
He also said, like these things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world.
感谢神，在这个风浪当中，门徒就看见原来基督的里面有平安。
And so through the storm, the disciples saw that in the Lord is peace.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们如何能够得着这个平安呢？
So brothers and sisters,Today, how can we have this peace?
如何在这个风浪的当中，在这个疫情的当中，我心里面能够有平安呢？
How can we, in the middle of this storm, in the middle of COVID-19, our heart will have this peace?
腓立比书第四章第六节告诉我们。
And so Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 tells us,
应当一无挂虑。
It says, be anxious for nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的一个命令啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is a command of the Lord.
神的命令是叫我们一无挂虑。
The command of our Lord is be not anxious.
我们怎么可能一无挂虑呢？
How? How can we be anxious? How can we not be anxious?
主并不是说啊，有一些重要的事情呢，你可以挂虑。主不是说呢，不重要的事情你可以不挂虑。主说呢，应当一无挂虑。
The Lord is not saying, okay, you know, don't have to be anxious about big thing, or don't be anxious about, just be anxious about small things. He's saying that be anxious for nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常会觉得哈，好像是不可能的一件事情，怎么可能？没有一件事情让我们心里面来挂虑呢。
Many times we feel, how can this be possible? How can we be anxious for nothing?
但是呢，保罗给我们一个非常好的建议。他说只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
But Paul tells us this thing, that in everything, by prayer,By supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
我想弟兄姊妹当中一定有人说，我也祷告了，但是我还是挂虑。
I'm sure there are among us who would say, I've already prayed, but I still am anxious.
我常常祷告，但是我也常常挂虑。
And I often pray, but I'm often anxious.
这里有可能有两个原因。
There probably are two reasons here.
第一个原因就是在你祷告的当中，你有没有感谢？
The first thing is, in your prayer, do you have thanksgiving?
因为主说啊，祷告、祈求和感谢。
Because the Lord says here, prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving.
我们常常把第三个忘掉了，我们来到主的面前就是祷告、祈求，但是从来没有感谢。
We often forget the last one. We have prayer, we have supplication, but we forget thanksgiving.
我们非常需要能够抓到这个秘诀，就是凡事谢恩。
We have to hang on to this secret that in everything with thanksgiving.
这个凡事谢恩呢，跟不住的祷告一定要摆在一起的。
We always have to put these two together, that we have be thankful in everything, and then we pray without ceasing.
你看，如果一个人能够不住的祷告，他又能够凡事谢恩的话呢，他就一定能够常常喜乐。
If a person can pray without ceasing, and then in everything has thanksgiving, then if these two are always together, then you can be rejoicing.
这就是因为他心里有平安了，他才能够常常喜乐嘛。
And it's because you have peace in your heart, that's how you can rejoice.
所以我们一定要记得，不住的祷告的同时，要凡事谢恩。
And so we have to remember that pray unceasingly has to come with in everything with thanksgiving.
这个才能够让我们一无挂虑。
And that's how we can be anxious for nothing.
一无挂虑和凡事谢恩是在一起的。
So be anxious for nothing is always together with be thankful in everything.
如果我们不能够凡事谢恩的话，我们总是有一些事情还是在我们的挂虑当中。
If we cannot be thankful in everything, we will always be anxious about something.
还有另外一个原因，我们祷告了以后呢？还是会挂虑。
There's another reason why after we have prayed, we're still anxious.
就是当我们把我们所要的告诉了神以后呢，我们心中呢，期望有某一种我们所要的结果。
And the reason is, when after we pray to the Lord, in our heart, we have this result that we want to happen.
因为腓立比书只是说呢，将你们所要的告诉神。
In Philippians it says, in everything, let your request be made known to God.
然后呢，要把结果也要交给神。
And you also commit the result to God.
如果我们不能够把结果交给神的话，我们心中还是会挂虑的。
If we cannot commit that result to the Lord,We will definitely still have anxiety.
当我们到主面前把我们所要的告诉神以后，主怎么样垂听，我们都要能够接受。
After we have made our request to the Lord, how the Lord responds to that, we have to commit it to Him.
如果你能够接受所有的结果的话，你就可以一无挂虑了。
If you can accept whatever the Lord gives you,then you will not be anxious.
我们举一个例子，你记得那个在旧约的时候，以斯帖想要进去见那个王，违反他的规定。
Remember in the Old Testament when Esther wants to go and see the king, and that could be against his wishes.
如果是违反王的规定的话，这个是后果是非常严重的。
If it were against his wishes,The consequence is very scary.
但是以斯帖要拯救这个犹太人的性命，他有很大的压力在他的身上。
But Esther wants to save her people, the Jewish people, and so she has great pressure on her.
因此，他要所有的人替他祷告三天三夜。
And so she wants everybody to be praying for her 3 days and 3 nights.
然后呢，他就说了一句话，他说：“如果死了，那就死吧。”
And then she said this, "If I perish, I perish.
这就是表示以斯帖他已经接受所有可能的结果。
That shows us that Esther has already accepted any form of result.
只有当他能够接受所有可能的结果以后呢，他才能够平平安安的去见那个王。
It's only when she can accept all possible results, then she can have peace to go and see the king.
因此，他能够在这么大的压力之下呢，他带着平安去见王。
And so under such great pressure, she can have peace to go and see the king.
弟兄姊妹，我们也要这样的来把一切的事情来交给神。
Brothers and sisters, in the same way, we should commit everything into the hands of the Lord.
然后神他会有给我们一个出人意外的平安。
And then the Lord will grant us a peace that's beyond comprehension.
在基督耶稣里面要保守我们的心怀意念。
And then it will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.
如果主赐的平安来保守我们的心怀意念，我们的平安就不会被任何其他的事物所夺。
If it is the peace of the Lord that comes and guard our hearts and mind, then it will not be taken away by anything.
我们自己是不能够保守我们的心怀意念的。
We ourselves cannot guard our own hearts and minds.
就像门徒不能够保守他们自己的心怀意念。
The same way the disciples were not able to guard their hearts and minds.
只有耶稣基督的平安能够保守我们的心怀意念。
Only the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ can guard our hearts and minds.
当我们的眼睛被开启了，我们看到原来我们的主是平安的君。
When our eyes are open and we see that our Lord is the Prince of Peace,
只有他能够把那个平安赐给我们。
And only Him can grant us that peace.
只有他能够保守我们的心怀意念。
And only Him can guard our hearts and minds.
我们就能够在一切的风浪当中能够维持我们心中的平安。
Then we can have peace through any kind of storm.
弟兄姊妹，我们是处在一个非常不寻常的风浪当中。
Brothers and sisters, we are in a very...unique type of storm.
今天整个世界呢被这个新冠病毒完全的震动。
Because the whole world has been shaken by this COVID-19.
而且这一个风浪呢也可能是一个更大风浪的一个起头。
And this storm could be just the beginning of a yet bigger storm.
所以我们前面是什么我们是不知道的。
We do not know what lies before us.
但是神也借着现在这个风浪来让他的教会能够很好的来预备，为那个将来更大的风浪来预备。
But the Lord can use this storm right now for the church to prepareFor the greater storm that might be ahead.
在我面前，我们面临许多不同的决定和选择。
Today, we're faced with many decisions and choices.
不但从聚会的整体有一些决定和选择，我们每一个人也有一定的决定和选择。
Our meeting has decisions and choices to make, and from an individual perspective, we also have individual decisions and choices.
当我们面临这些决定和选择的时候，你和我如何来做决定，来做选择呢？
When we're faced with decisions and choices, how do we make our decision and choices?
我们需要在我们做一切决定和选择的时候，我们的眼睛是被神打开的。
Our eyes have to be opened by the Lord when we make this decision and choices.
我们要求主让我们每一个人的眼睛都是被打开的，看见耶稣是万有的主。
We need to have the Lord open our eyes, and when we're making decisions and choices, that we can truly see that our Lord is the Lord of all.
所有一切的人事物都在耶稣的脚下。
All things and people are actually submitted under the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们做一个选择，做一个决定的时候，我们要把这个选择和决定摆在这个光的下面来检验一下。
And we need to put our decision and our choice under this examination of the light.
如果我做了这个决定，我做了这个选择，是不是让一切万物都伏在耶稣的脚下？
Does my decision or my choice really let the Lord be Lord and everything submitted under his feet?
我是不是让这些风浪成为耶稣的仆役？
Do I let this storm be the servant of the Lord?
我是不是看见这个风浪不过是神手中的工具？
Do I see that this storm is but a tool in the hands of the Lord?
这是第一个方面，第二个方面。
This is the first aspect. The second aspect.
我们要看到神用这个风浪来试验我们的信心。
We have to see that the Lord used this storm to test our faith.
当我们面临这个风浪的时候，我们要求主赐给我们一颗刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
When we face this storm, we have to see that the Lord can give us a heart of power, love, and discipline.
而不是胆怯的心。
And it's not a heart of timidity or fear.
我们要记得，这个胆怯和信心是不能长久存在的，同时存在的。
We need to know that fear and faith cannot coexist for a long time.
我们要记得主耶稣那一句话，他说不要怕，只要信。
We have to remember the word of our Lord. Do not fear, just believe.
因此，当神借着风浪打开我们眼睛的时候，我们发现每一个风浪都是让我们信心增长的一个机会。
And we have to see that when our eyes are open, every storm is an opportunity to let our faith grow.
我们要学习凡事借着祷告、祈求、感谢，把我们所要的告诉神。
And we have to learn that in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
我们的神是平安的君。
Our God is the Prince of Peace.
他会赐给我们出人意外的平安。
He will give us a peace that is beyond comprehension.
而这个平安能够在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
And this peace can guard our hearts and our minds in the Christ Jesus.
如果我们在一起寻求未来的决定和选择的时候。
When we are looking to make decisions and choices for the future,
我们每一个人都能够在这个光的底下来做选择、做决定的话。
And we can make all these choices and decisions under this light.
神必定把一个合而为一的心摆在我们的当中。
Then the Lord can give us a heart that is one.
教会能够继续的往前，享有神所赐出人意外的平安。
And the church can also go forward with the peace from the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for your grace.
因为到如今，你没有丢弃你的百姓。
Because up till today, you did not just let us go.
你今天仍然让我们在你的面前能够如此的来敬拜你。
You led us to come before you and worship you.
主啊，我们也求你继续在我们当中把你的话语向我们敞开。
Lord, may you open your word amongst us.
让我们看见今天 我们所处的这个环境和这个风浪不过是你手中的工具。
We can see that the storms and the circumstance that we're facing is just your tool.
愿意在这些风浪的当中，你把我们每一个人心中的那个眼睛都能够完全的打开。
Lord, may you open the eyes of our hearts during this storm.
主，让我们看见耶稣是万有之主。
That we can see our Lord Jesus is the Lord of everything.
让我们能够看见，主啊，你用这个风浪来成全我们的信心。
And Lord, that we will see you're using this storm to perfect our faith.
你是那个和平的君，你有出人意外的平安。
And Lord, you are the Prince of Peace, and you have peace that is beyond comprehension.
只有你的平安能够在耶稣基督里保守我们众人的心怀意念。
And only your peace can guard our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus.
主啊，我们为了这样的一个时刻，我们来祷告你。
And Lord, we use this time and to pray to you.
我们也愿意，主啊，我们在凡事上学习向你感恩。
Lord, we want to be thankful in everything.
好叫你能够带领我们走前面的道路。
So that you can lead us the way forward.
我们感谢赞美你今天给我们的带领。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for your leading today.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.